that is natural. I said, in the spectrum of meaning of our beliefs, yes, in the collapsing, the accumulation of a few states, but that's not how meaning is, yes. I don't know why I made that constraint. But one is not in the Melech, he's just a Melech. It's not explicit, but from the Shari Chude, and then there is a Chude.
So the Hasbro mentions the Chubit of the Ramban to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramban is saying Rabbi Yehuda.
But he mentions that Rabbi Yehuda said that Pilegesh Lehevyet is Asur. And of course he says that in Shari Chuba also. And Rabbi Yehuda explains why is a Melech allowed to marry a Pilegesh. And Hegit Mahat so mentions a strange reason. He says, in Melech, he says, if Hegit marries a Pilegesh, so then it's conducive to Zmish. And from Rabbi Yehuda, actually it's Mashma, that actually Rabbi Yehuda holds like the other Rishonim, like the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashbo in the Sugi in Ksures, that Mizayim, Yesh Chupa in Ksuri. So he says it means Chupa without Shnei Natali with Ravune, that Chupa is gained. So he explained that because there is a Kine Mishes of Yichud, of Klash. Not only the Melech, but have it also there is a king. There we see that there's a Rambam. He passes her. If he marries her with chuppah, without dushin, so I can go to marry an almoneh with chuppah, without dushin, so she becomes a surah, Melech b'trumah. Of course, the surah b'trumah is in the Rabbon, but the Rabbon has to be explained. That means that the king and Isha is in the Raise, just as the Melech has a key and Mishes from Yichud to Chupeh, so a Hegit also has. But a Melech has a Heter not to get married, Dafkia of the Yidushin, and the Hegit does not have a Heter because of the essay of Kinika Chishol Bola, according to the Rambam, so there is a special Heter for Melech to get married without Kedushin. For Yichud. So, but from Rabbi Yehuda it appears that while a Hegit also has a Kinyanishes to Yichud, but if a Hegit takes it to Ayesh, he is either a Nisa the Raise of Luisisne, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Al Sechal es Bitchol as Noiso, Luisisne Oretz Umol Oretz Imo. So, Zuze Hamashi Bitil Zokin. So, that means if a father marries off his daughter to his Zokin, to an old man, so he's either allowed the Raise or has Chal Bitchol as Noiso. Even though there is Dush in everything, because psychologically it is conducive to Znus. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in the same way, if a Hegit marries a Pilegesh, since the world knows she's not an Ishishish, and it's not as homo as Ishishish, so it's conducive to Znus. It's conducive to Znus. So Mele, it's Rigora, then Izokin who marries a young girl because it's Kedushin Bur, but since psychologically it's conducive to Znus, such a relationship, so it's in the Yisrael of a Sechal Bitchol as Neiso, and the Zokin himself is in the Yisrael of a Sechal Bitchol as Neiso. Signore, as the Session pointed out. So there is an Isa implicit in the Posikos, how beautiful as Neiso, even if it involves Dushin and Sunin, what if, like, Peter is okay, so Mele is either that Isa. So the same thing is true if he had yet marries a Peleges, 2 years the same key and issues as a Melech. But a Melech, so he must be alone. So maybe it's not conducive to his news. It's not likely that there will be his news. Mashiach can't have yet, so it's he must be alone. Abnina said that. I mean, I wouldn't say that. But Abnina said, so maybe it's conducive to his news, so that's why it's also got the key and issues he has. And then Rabbi Yehine, the Ramban, has the Kashi. If you say that the Hediyat is Oseh, the Pelegesh with the Raisi, as Rabbi Yehine says, how is it that somebody has here, that Gidei, Kolei, Ramin, Gdei Le'ilom, they married the Pelegesh? That's the Ramban, is that Kashi. So Rabbi Yehine says, because even though they're not Melachim, but they are Rosh Yehom, so Mele Yimosom was Alkolom. So Mele it was not conducive to Zmus. But a regular Hediyet, whose Emo is not Alkolom, so then it's also Mele, but a different kind of Isa, like Mashi Bitil is okay, but a Kiyanishis there is. So, I mean, what I said, the name of Abiyeni is true, except I said, I had the wrong impression that Abiyeni's girls is Pilakshin, Bigdushin, the Lake Suve, that's not so. Abiyeni's girls is Pilakshin, the Lake Suve, the Lake Suve. Alright. Omar Rove, when it came, in the Gautam Zenes, so there is a time of Zenes. In other words, even though the time has arrived for marrying the Psula, so that should impose upon the Chosin the obligation of giving Zenes to the Kale if he didn't marry her. But in cases and honors, let's say Cholahu, Cholzuhi, with an honors, so there is Tata. So there is a kind of Zenes, regarding Zenes, in the case of Nesnin, Tzua, Yidre, Shredesh, or Almono, Lama, Yeh. But regarding it, there is no kind of Zenes. What does it mean? In other words, so if the Baal gives the get to the Isha, and he stipulates it now, in Leibosi, Yisrech Lamedei, so we hate it. In other words, the get should be how, if within 30 days, he doesn't come back to the city. In other words, he was leaving town, and he was giving the get to his wife, and he says, if I don't come back within 30 days, back to this city, so then you should be liberated. And at the last day, he tried to come back, but there was a delay. I mean, he was an honest. He was prevented from coming back, but he tried to come back. So that night was this guy, but he didn't come back. So that night was this guy. So according to the Tnai, if you consider the words of the Tnai literally, so the get should be how. But he tried to come. So then he says, I tried to come, I did my best, what should I do? So the Allah is, this is what he says, Amen is begin. The get is how nevertheless. In spite of the fact there is an Amos. So whereas in respect to the Chiyuv Mizenis, in the case where the day has arrived for the Chosin to marry the cow, and he did it, so if he was an anonymous, So then he's not mechuyev mizeinis. In respect to mizeinis, he can be tani tana seinis, but in respect to a get, he cannot defeat the get. And by saying, I was an onus, the tnai was this kind bailis, some male should not be considered as this kind. So we have to remember one thing, that when the Gemara discusses the question, yes, he is begitin, amen is begitin. So in what case does the Gemara discuss the question? In the case where the tnai was actually fulfilled, he said, in le bosim ikamba lamege, so the kima tnai consists in not coming within 30 days. And he didn't come, but he wanted to come. He couldn't come. So there was the payali kima tnai, but it wasn't voluntary. He was an onus in the kima tnai. So the question is whether anus, if the tnai is niskayim beinus, is it considered the kima tnai or it's not considered the kima tnai? So that's the two ishenes here in the Gemara. That's the two ishenes here in the Gemara. So the first lashon is anus begitin, that the kima tnai in get beinus is considered the kima tnai. Is considered. Then the second lashon is that it's not considered the kima tnai. Now what would be in the reverse situation? Suppose he gives a get to his wife and he says, Harei ze giteich im bosi mikam adlamadim. Just the reverse. You should be migrashes if I do appear within the 30 days. Just the reverse. So the kima tnai consists in his coming, not in his not coming. And then he tried to come, but he didn't come. He didn't come. So the same two shamas apply. Is that a story? That's another question. Here, the Gemara has two shamas in regard to the case where the tnai was niskayim bipeyal, but it was niskayim bipeyal not voluntarily. Beinus, against his will, it was. So we have two shamas. But in the case where the tnai was not niskayim, but it was not niskayim again, not voluntarily, against his will. He wanted to be niskayim. He wanted to be niskayim. That's another shaila altogether. Lifluk has nothing to do with this shaila. It's an altogether different shaila. Not very shaila. How is it? So Yerushalmi Yudushin, Perik Zayin Alochevov, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. If he says, the case that they mention in regard to Kedushin, not in regard to Gita. He's Mitavish and Mishor, and he says, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, Al Minas Shani Kinsach, Bisech Shleshmi. The Kedushin should be how, if I'm worried, I mean, I'm kinis, you may chupe, within 30 days. So in other words, if he's kinis al chupe within 30 days as a tradition, then the tradition should be chal. But suppose he's not kinis her within 30 days of the tradition should not be chal. Or if you're shalom mentions another case, he says, Hariyak Mekdeshesli in Etim Choplan, if I'll give a certain moment, I mean, Bisech Shlajimye, and then he tried to be king of Israel, but he was prevented. He couldn't be king of Israel. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Un said, Lay commander, since the Tnai was not miskind before, but he wanted to be. So we don't say, honestly, Patrick, fine, he cannot be punished, it's not his fault, but should say just because he tries to do it, Mach Shere Teva, could have both in Zafel and Meise, but that doesn't mean that if he was a non-Jew, it's considered as if the Pnei was Niskai, that's Rabbi Yechanan says, or Fung Amin, that seems his fault, but Kishlokish says, Unzikim Amdom, Kishlokish says, so that's the other case, the reverse case of this. If look, there is no connection between this island of Rishon is beginning. And the case where the Tnai was Niskai in the Peah, but it was Niskai in the Enes. And the case where the Tnai was not Niskai in the Peah, but he wanted to be. It's two separate questions. One is nothing, there is no logical, if look, there is no logical connection between the two connections, between these cases. However, the Rami in Dushan, but we are not ready to go over the Rami. We have to go over the North. The Rami in Dushan in Perikoim connects the two Shires. The Shire in Yerushalayim, Unzek Mandobit, Unzek Loik Mandobit, and the Shire here, whether Yeshiness or Reminess, he connects them. What's the Shire? That's strange. But with law, it is two separate questions. It is two separate questions. And while the Ram in Dushin Perukaimea connects the two Shilas, as if there is one logic that unites them, but the Russian, the Betsis here, and the Stalmit, Treskes Din Vidal. So they actually come under Ram, and they say it's two separate questions. Two separate questions. But the Ram has to be explained. Alright, now, Alme Kusama Rabbe in his begit, Minolo the Rabbe Ho, Ilhin Hodit Nan, Hareze Gite, how does Rabbe know that a Kiyomat Nai Bein is considered the Kiyomatai, Ilhin Hodit Nan, Hareze Gite, Him Libos, Mikam Bash Nimos Achedesh, Umeiz Nisich Nimos Achedesh, Eini Get. So if somebody gives a get and he stipulates it now, then the get should be hal if within 12 months from now I don't come back. And he died within the 12 months, so you can be sure that he, the Tnai will be this kind. So we say any get. Any get. So, why any get? So, two reasons. First of all, it's not the Tnai of Me'achshav. So, he meant the Tnai of him. So, he meant that the get should be how when a non-arrival within 12 months will be realized, will be fulfilled. And by then the get should be chal, but by that time he's dead and get lachamise. So that's one reason. And that's an obvious reason. Then there could be another reason. If we say that a kiyumat nai beines is not a kiyumat nai, so here in this case, of course the tnai was in the sky. He didn't come within 12 months. But why didn't he come? He couldn't come within 12 months because he died. So Mimele, the Kiyumat Nai took place Beines against his will. So Mimele, if we were to assume that the Kiyumat Nai Beines is not a Kiyumat Nai, so then there is a second reason as to why she's not in Russia. One obvious reason is because in Gedra Hamise, but assuming that the Kiyumat Nai Beines is not a Kiyumat Nai, so then there is another reason as to why the Gerushin is not Chal. Because the Tnai was Niskai Beines. Guess what it is?
Kiyumat Nai Beines is not a Kiyum Yud Chal Tomei Onis?
What? what are they doing with the guy? It's not a shiny nonetheless. It's a shiny get, I mean, so his timing is of no significance, his timing. In nonetheless, so timing is of significance. Here it's not a question of 3 years. The question is whether she's an ishishish or she's not an ishishish. Of course, the Baal is not there, he's dead, so he's not there. I mean, so you can be sure that he's not there.
Yes, maybe he wouldn't come anyway.
What, yeah?
Maybe he wouldn't come anyway. Maybe Baal wouldn't come anyway. Maybe even
if he had been living. All right, that's a good question. Okay. So the answer is, if he came at night, the illness, it's not considered to come at night. So even if we know, Binvoye, let's say Binvoye will know that he wouldn't have come anyway. Even if he had remained alive, he wouldn't have come. We know. So it still would not be considered to come at night. Because the betrayal, the lie was this kind of illness. So true, he wouldn't have come anyway. So what? He wouldn't have come anyway. We'll discuss that in connection with the tastes of Ikedam Ramarov and Khenili. But since Bipayah, the condition was fulfilled, the illness, so even if it will be determined with utmost certainty that he wouldn't have come anyway, even if he had remained alive, so it's still not considered in the Kimakai. Alright. So, mit nagen sie git doch in bosni kam was immer so heilig und mei bis in so heilig eine geht mei so wie geht ho khawari sie geht. So the question is this, in other words, when the Mishnah says eine geht, so one obvious reason is because in get laham is maybe it's for two reasons that eine geht. So the more is medayik, no, that when the Mishnah says any get, it's only because of the reason of any get lahamis. Because if the Mishnah had meant the reason that yesh tanis enes begitten, that the kimat nai beines is not considered kimat nai, then the Mishnah could have mentioned another case. Why meis? So the Mishnah could have mentioned holo. Why mention the case of meis? When then we are in doubt as to the reasons for the aloha in get, the Mishnah could have mentioned in Hareiz Gitechim Bibosim Kamashim Yosachidesh, or the Choma Bisechim Yosachidesh. And he couldn't come because he was confined to bed, couldn't physically come. He was confined to bed. So, in get, so then everybody would know that the reason is because of the yesh tanisim begit. So may shouldn't get. How hard is it get? We do more. I'm explaining it in accordance with what Tisha says. We do more so you know everybody's there. No, you cannot deduce from this Mishnah that a Kiyumat Nai Beines is considered a Kiyumat Nai. Maybe Kiyumat Nai Beines is not considered a Kiyumat Nai. So then you ask, if a Kiyumat Nai Beines is not considered a Kiyumat Nai, so the Mishnah could have mentioned the example of why does the Mishnah mention after the example of Meis B'Sechim HaSachidish? You do know the more of Chol HaNam Niget. V'Hikufi Kamash Malon, the Niget Lachamisi. The Niget Lachamisi. In other words, the Mishnah wants to tell us another Aloche, that the Niget Lachamisi, because if the Mishnah had mentioned the case of Cholo, so then I would say in the case of Cholo, so it's a neged. Why? Because a kimatai beines is not a kimatai, but there is a get lahamis. So then you ask, so in the nafkamina would be, suppose he would stipulate, הרי זה גיטך עם מידוסי מכאן ועד שנים הסחיבש. And then he'll say, he'll couple it with the remark, and regardless why I don't come within 12 months, even if I don't come within 12 months, because the circumstances will force me not to come, and I'll try to come, but as long as I don't come, be pale, so the getcha b'chal. Then there wouldn't be any shayla. When is there a shayla, whether yesh tanis in the beginning, ain't tanis in the beginning, if it is stuck, he doesn't spell out. But suppose he spells it out, he says, harei ze giteich in libosi mikan ve'abdiveis chedesh. And regardless why I don't come, whether I don't come because I don't want to come, I can come and I decide not to come, or I don't come because I'm forced by the circumstances not to come, and I try to come, as long as I don't come, I don't return within 12 months, they get you the help. If he spells it out, and then he becomes very sick, and he doesn't come, he's confined to bed, and it's impossible for him to come. So then, of course, it goes without saying that they get to the chal, because he spelled it out explicitly. So the whole shayla is when it's done, when he doesn't spell out, but when he spells it out explicitly, so then the kimat nai beinyes is certainly considered a kimat nai. But in the case of not chol, but meis misachil, even if he spelled it out explicitly, and he said, "Arei ze gitech in libosim tkanah yitzchedesh," and even if it's libosim because of an MS, "Arei ze gitech," and then he died in yitzchedesh, so he'll still say in the Megarashes, because he'll get lachamitze, so that's why the Mishneh tells us this example, not the example of Chol, in order that we should be advised of the halacha of Ein Get Lachamise, even in the case where the Shire of Yesh Tanesing, same Tanesing as Bibitin, doesn't come out. Alright. Bidurim Lacholon Amin Get, Bikufukam Atan Get Lachamise, Ein Get Lachamise. So the Gemara says, it's not necessary for the Tanah of this Mishneh to tell us in this Sefer of the Mishneh, that Chidesh, because in the Reish of the Mishneh it's mentioned. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the whole reason is why the Mishneh in the Sefer mentions the case of maybe Sechnos HaChidesh is to tell us a Chidesh in respect to Get Lachamise. Even though the general way the halacha of Get Lachamise was already mentioned in the Reishe, but Rabbi Yossi holds that his man is mechiyach. In other words, suppose he writes a get, and the get has a certain zman, this day of the mountain, and this year, and then he says, Harei ze giteich, imeisi, but he doesn't say, harei ze giteich, miachshob imeisi, mechilize. He just says, harei ze giteich, he doesn't say miachshob. So according to the Rabboni of Rabbi Yossi, since he didn't spell out miachshob, so it means that he wants to get to be chal upon his death, so it's not chal, because in Get Lachamise, according to Rabbi Yossi, he says, since he put in the date, the exact date, why did he put in the date? Because he wants everybody to know that in case he does die from the sickness, so then the get should be chal retroactively, as of when, as of the day mentioned in the get. So the Tana of that Mishnah wants to be lafuke mid Rabbi Seir. So that's why it mentions the case of mace, even though the general halacha of Inget Lachamise was already mentioned in the Reshe, but one specific detail in the halacha of Inget Lachamise he wants to mention. So they were matir shemenakum, because originally the Gemara in Rabbi Zohar says the Chachomim aser shemenakum, also mishimchut. And then the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiye, so they were matir. So that is Bedina Nishor Mishre. Savoit Rabbi Yehuda Nisiye, Yomaz Manishor Shtar Mechiachol. So Mimele, you cannot deduce from the Sefer of the Mishneh, Harezi Gitach and Vosel Kashin was a Chidesh, and because it mentioned the case of Mace, not of Cholo, so it's a Raya that Cholo it is yet, because a Kimat Mai Beines is considered a Kimat Mai. It cannot be used from that Mishneh. But from the other Sefer, ולא מסייפה, מייח שופים לבוס ומכאן בגיל יש חידש, ומייז מסייח של בוס החידש, הרי זה גט, מס ועדים לכל או... Because if it's מייח שוף, so then there is no problem of in גט לחמיסה. But apparently the same thing is true if it's hollow. So it is again. But cholo, it would make a difference whether me'achshav or not me'achshav. Meis vadnu cholo, so the Gemara says, dilmo mez davke, v'inichu l'tipel kam yov. No, maybe only in the case where it says me'achshav v'nibos v'nikam ad yis chedesh, u'meis b'sich shum v'sat chedesh, so then it is again. Even though the Kiyumat Nai is non-arrival, the Kiyumat Nai consists in the not coming, in the non-arrival of 12 months. So the Nai was Niskayim, but it was Niskayim Beis, because he couldn't possibly have come. He died. So the Nai was Niskayim Beis, but maybe Kiyumat Nai generally is not considered a kinyan. But suppose a person stipulates that harei ze gite yachin lo yibosit b'soich shiveis chedesh, and even if the yibosi occurs as a result of an enes, so harei ze gite. So of course then the kinyan nai is considered a kinyan. So because it all depends upon his das, upon the Baal's das. Suppose he stipulates, if the Enes, if the Kiyumat Nai happens to take place by Enes because of the Enes of death, so then I want the get to be Chal. So then, if he dies, so then it will be how, because he stipulated so. So it's possible that even though he didn't stipulate, but after all, every person, an average husband is interested in relieving his wife from the problem of chlitze. So mele we are in ladies das, that had he thought about the possibility of him not being able to be kind at night because of his death, so he would have stipulated. But he did not, at that moment he didn't think of that possibility. But his presumed intention was that Nai will be Niskayim Beines on account of Nise, that the get should be chal. So it is considered if this, if we have such an ingrate, so it is considered as if he had stipulated. If he had stipulated, Harezi Gitech and Lubosi Mikan, but he is Chedesh. And suppose it's Lubosi because I die, so then it should still be chal. So, and then he did die. So then of course the get is chal, it's Miachsho. So, and we cannot say he came at night, the Inus is not he came at night. After all, he stipulated that he should be considered he came at night. So even though he didn't stipulate, but on account of the presumption that the husband doesn't want his wife, that she should be spoken even, so now it's considered as if he stipulated. So he gave the get and he stipulated, now you get to the chal if I don't come within 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days he tried to come, but he didn't get a boat to cross the river. He didn't get a boat to cross the river. So, and he didn't want to get to the chal because he tried to come. So he wanted to defeat the get. It shouldn't be chal. But he couldn't get the boat, so it was miskayim beinus. So he omalu chozed asoye, chozed asoye. You see, I came. I mean, I tried to be nevatel at night. I just was prevented. So, Omar Shmuel, so I mean, in this case, you ask a question, it is not there. In this case, he was there. But his fear is of no significance. It doesn't make one difference. I mean, when I owe the difference, whether it's there or not there, here it's not a question of the nominus, they are meeting in Chile. So the shaila is whether he came at night, the Enes is considered he came at night, or he came at night, the Enes is not considered he came at night. Omar Shmuel lafsh mimasye, it's not considered coming. He tried to come. He had the machshava teira. But he didn't come. And the kim atnai consisted in not coming. So the tnai was this kind. So mele she is megareshes. So it's a raye from Shmuel's din that any time a sin is beaten, Shmuel himself said that. So the Gemara says, no. The deal no means that Yishriach Shane, the Chim Li Bolele Lasnu Yedu, Le Asne, Iyo De Afzera Nafshe. So the Gemara says, no. No riot from Shmuel's memory. Because Shmuel's memory had reference to an illness that happened very often. It happened very often. So in other words, I suppose that the boat, the facilities of the boat there were like the facilities of People's Express today. So every Monday and Thursday, so there is a delay. So I mean, you can't come. So melee, so that was an Enes the Shriach. An Enes the Shriach. So Enes the Shriach is no shy. Why not? Because if it is an illness that happens every Monday and Thursday, so Mele, the Baal, knew that it might happen. But he is a reasonable person, he's a prudent person. How is it? He didn't say, when he said, Hareze Giteich, in Ribosim Yikan Bashreishim Yehini, and he knows that it's very likely that he will have a problem in the boat, he won't be able to come. So he should have made a statement to qualify this night and say, and suppose I try to come, but I have a problem in the boat, so then the get shouldn't be chal either. Why didn't he say it? He knew that it's likely to happen, so he should have mentioned it. So the fact that he didn't mention indicates that in his mind he felt as that even if he doesn't come because of the illness of the boat, it should still be hard to get. that's only shayach in respect to an illness that is very likely to happen. But if it's an illness that is really shayach, then we cannot say the fact that he didn't mention it indicates that he intended to get the bichal even if it's niskayim, it doesn't come because of an illness. Because he didn't stipulate, because he didn't think of it. But we couldn't say he didn't think of this kind of an illness. It happened all the time. So, in other words, so the Gemara is saying that the whole Shaila, whether yesh tamas illness, in tamas illness, that's only in the case of illness the lo yishriach. But illness the shriach, so then it goes without saying that the kimat nai illness is the kimat nai. Why? Because then we have an umdere. And the umdere, that the fact that he did not spell it out, that he meant that even if this happens, the illness that happens all the time, he should still be geish. Still geish. Oh, but when is the shy? When is there a problem? Shy? In the case of the installation. So the two means is no shaman in the last need, the last need after nafshe. Ella marofe, ella rofe. So swallowed in nafshe. So now the Gemara is saying that rofe, when he says, in time he says, namely, that kimat nai beinus is considered a kimat nai, that's his own svar. Why? Why is that svar? Mishum tznuas mishum putzus. Mishum tznuas diamat ulebeget, zinim veloyomis, vizavra diomis, umiadne viyasre. In other words, so it means that on a deraisa level, we should offer, would say, that yesh tanes nebi. That he kill matnai beines, he kill matnai beines, is not kimat, and it rises like that. But, the chachot, we are misakim it upon him, that he kill matnai beines should be considered a kimat. In order to preclude certain hardship situations, because of tzmiz, because of tzmiz, because of tzmiz, if the woman happens to be a tzmir who is chesheshes for things that are within, she does not have to be chesheshes. In other words, let's say, if the husband gave her a get, and he said, in the bosim it kam v'yad lamed yei, hareyat midrashes. Hareyat midrashes. And then he doesn't come. He doesn't come within 30 days. He doesn't return to town within 30 days. And the question arises, maybe he wanted to come. Maybe there was a snake, he became sick, he couldn't come. So I could mean, she doesn't have to be chayish. Because usually, when a person wants to come, he can come. He can come. Sometimes it happens. But that's an unusual thing. So al kedin, you don't have to be chayish. Because most of the time, so there is no illness. If a husband doesn't come, it means he didn't want to come. That's why. But suppose the woman is a tzmir, and she's chesheshes even in situations where al kedin she's not required to be chesheshes, so then she'll be thinking, the husband maybe tried to come, and he was forced not to come because he became sick. He couldn't come. So, Meile, if the halacha had remained the way it is in the Raiseh, so then she would refuse to get married, and she would remain an agune all her life. That would be a hardship situation, an undesirable situation. When Al Kedin, if let's say she can't get married because Al Kedin she can't get married, all right, so Al Kedin she can't get married, so that's the way it is. You get Adinas all. But where Al Kedin she can get married, but she is recheshes, when Al Kedin she is not supposed to be recheshes, that's a very undesirable situation. So in order to prevent this kind of a hardship in an undesirable situation when our Bedin she can get married and she still remain an agune, that is over and above the Din, so the Chachomim decided to the Dinsakim that the get should be hard. So the question is, how can, if the Reise get it not hard, how can the Chachomim be sucking against the Reise? There's the next question in the mind. So Dilmeitz, Visavodoni, Dilmeitz, Dilmeitz, Visavodoni, so me Agnel Yas, or another contingency, Mishum Putzes, Di Amret Lula Begite, if the Alohed remains the way it is on the Reise level, that he came up my Beines, is not a kimat nai. So mele, sometimes the husband didn't come within 30 days because of an illness, and the woman might have heard that because of an illness she didn't come. So if she had been in the Yereles HaRukin, so of course she wouldn't get married because she's not the precious, but maybe she. Sometimes the woman has no Yiras Hamayim. So, and even though the whole world doesn't know that there was an illness, but she might know that her husband has a certain condition that makes him incapacitated from time to time, and he becomes confined to bed, but nobody else knows, and he has no Yiras Hamayim, she won't tell Bezin. And she'll come to Bezin and say, my husband gave me a get, he stipulated night that he gets you behal if I don't come within 30 days, and he didn't come, the 30 days expired, and Bezin wouldn't know of that special condition that her husband has. She's the only one who knows of that special condition. So Bezin will tell her, well, you can get married, you don't have to be chesh, lest there was an illness. But Klapishma is Galia, there was an illness, and she herself also knows about it. And she'll get married, she's nishishi, she'll have children, and the children will be mamzerim. So in order to prevent this undesirable situation, so the Chachomim again were misakim, that whenever Tnai is in the sky, where even if it's dangerous, so it should be fine. So, in Shukh, this is the Amtala, the Gita, it's in the Dara, 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 so the next kasha of the Gemara is, we can meet the Mirai Yisrael ever get, and we should smear some machine putzes, shagin on a shishis leharim. In other words, the Chachomim have no keach to be a keach, the government of the Torah, the Kumbha, say, in there. Chachomim have no keach, even there's an agodin in Lishkes Agosis. The not have a keach to be a care, there is one mandoma in Yeromus that Yesh Kea be a best lack of Dovnatiro become by saying that even with theirs. All right, thesis will discuss that. But we don't pass by it anyway. We pass in, like Abnos Mareshi, that become by saying best has no care to be a care with theirs. Even there's not good in Lishkes Agosis, does not have that authority. So here, since with the rice level, he came at my Danes, is not considered king. So that means if somebody is there to his wife, and he says, I really did tell him he doesn't come at 28, and he doesn't come because he became sick. Married, it means and she gets married. How can the Chachomim matter and so the Gemara says, "Hey, in Kovin Kadosh, I said Rabbonon Kadosh. We ask him Rabbonon Kedushin Emoi. So here it doesn't involve any Akiras Devam Natera. because called the Mikadosh, Shabbat Rabbah Mikadosh. So, because he says, Kidas Min Shevi Yisrael, Hariyat Kodesh Eshtim, Mitabazo, Kidas Min Shevi Yisrael. So, and the Das Chachomim is that in the case where somebody is Mikadosh and Mishra, and then after a number of years he gives her a get, and he stipulates it lie in the bossing and come Vashreish Yehi. So, the Heim of the Rashis. And then, if by Nimes is prevented from coming, so, even though it should not be how, so his Das is of Das Chachomim, Das Chachomim is Das Chachomim is that the Kedushin shouldn't be how in such a case. The Kedushin shouldn't be how in such a case. So called in Kaddish, I have Rabbon in Kaddish. The Afghan Rabbon in the Kedushin in a Omar Rabbin and Rabbi Ashitin, Ach Kodesh be cast. So Rashi explains it, Rashi takes this. So then, in regard to Momen, there is a lot of Hefkebos in Hefkeh. So the Chachomim were misaken that in the case where a person is the Kaddish and Isha. And later, so he gives her a get on the Tnai. And the Tnai is Niskayim, the Ines. So then the noise should be Matone to the Isha, that the Isha should acquire title to the noise. Should be her noise. Even if she's not killing it with Yeras Dushi. So Mele, then it means that it's retroactively determined that when he gave her the Kesef, when he gave her the ring, he didn't give her his ring, he gave her her ring. So Mele, so the Dushi is bottom of her. Kodesh Lubiya Malikya Neymar says, Shafu Rabbono, you lost him, you lost no rules. In as much as she was Mikadish, Al Das Chachomim, and the Das Chachomim was that in the event of this contingency of him giving her a get later on, even if he gives her a get 50 years later, in the event of the husband giving his wife a get years later with the tnai, and then the tnai is the scandalous, then the dushin beer should not be held. Some melee, so it's like, this is how the law and the mitzvah explain it, should be this, I mean it's poshut like this. So it is like, Harini Be'elach al-Menashe Yotzav. So Rotzav Mekadeshes, Lo'i Rotzav Eni Mekadeshes. So what does it mean with me, whether he says Harini Be'elach al-Menashe Yotzav, or he says Harini Be'elach al-Menashe Yotzav Chacham. Same thing, Lo'i Rotzav Chacham Eni Mekadeshes. And here it's Lo'i Rotzav Chacham. In the event of this contingency, even though it happens many years later, so it's Lo'i Rotzav Chachomim. So it's retroactively determined that on account of this contingency of the Tnai being fulfilled by Ines, that it's Lo'i Rotzav Chachomim. So the Kedushin, so the B.A. was not the B.A.'s Kedushin, so the B.A. is retroactively determined as the B.A.'s Kedushin. Shavu Rabbonis, let me finish up the Gemara and then we'll go over the Rashi. Ike de Amre, Omar Ove, so the first Lashon is that Ein Tanis Nei Bia. But even according to the first Lashon, that Ein Tanis Nei Bia is beginning, so it's only with Takanis Chachom. Because of Afkin Rabban Dishmei. And in the Raisa level, without Takanis Chachom, so the Get should not be Chachom. So he came at night, the Enes should not be considered a Kima Tnai. But his Takanis Chachomim, the Kima Tnai, the Enes should be considered a Kima Tnai. He could have a Roma Rabbi Lachim in the Vikim. אבל מקוסובה רוב אין שני בניתים, מייסה, הרי זה מתייחם לבוסם כמה שני נוסח חידש, ומי הוא שני נוסח חידש עם ידי, מייסה הוא למידי, הוכל אני רצה, it's the same kind of reasoning, except, according to the first lotion, the Gemara tried to deduce it from these Mishnahs, and according to the second lotion, the Gemara is asking the kasha from these Mishnahs. But it's the same line of reasoning. Maybe should we get the Quran to get? So the Gemara says, well, I'm going to get the Quran to get. If the Gemash didn't get the Chamisa, and get the Chamisa, then the Reisha, you know, after the Gemara be saying, Tosh, the Gemash, when you got the Kansh, the Gemash, the Gemash, the Gemash, the Gemash, the Gemash, my Abu Adam al-Khol, when he is the Afke, the Michal, the Tipu Kamiyob, Tosh, the Gemash, 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 the so we see the Shriach Shane, ich bin die Bolle Asne, Bolle Asne, Ile Daphne, so in the same line of it. Anyway, we have to wish him. How do we pass it? Practically, all the shame in Paschal are the first Moshe, because they arise from the Lord. The Miri, the Ansubes mentions, there is a Shita that Paschal like the second Moshe. But that appears like a Shita Shiachit. I mean, all the other shame in Paskin, like the first Lashon, even though, generally speaking, whenever there are two Rishonim, so many Rishonim say that the Halacha is like the Mishneh Basra, but here the arise from the Gemara, the Halacha is that in time is living. Right now the Rashi. When you get me a cane, אבל לפי רוח כל דעש מיני שהיא תעשה לי סליטה של המזרז, ונגיד מי איתן עושים לסנרס, אם נעשו לתאים שזה על מס, אם הוא יביא, אבל המצורים הוא יגד ונרס, הוא יבוא, הרי זה גד, ויכולים לרום של יסי, אבל מקושב על ימיד בגיטל, אין כאן עושים בגיטל, כאן מפור שתיים, אין לגד, ונלגון עם סקוק או יבין, מי סורי לגד, או אישה בגיטע בייס חדש, והוא לא בשיח הזמן, ומען קומיקרי שלו נחשתי, נמי סמידרשים, מי סוד מגד משמידים גד לחמיסה אבל מה זה?
באינגל
החמיסה מה שזה
זמן
כמגרש כן יכול להיות שזה לא מוקד מישהו זה כבר יקב זה לא מישהו right, well, good point so from this Rashi it's much more that even when the husband dies so there is still issues there is still issues and as a matter of fact takes this in Yivomis discusses that. Tesis in Yivomis discusses it in the case where the woman dies. But Monisha, if you are going to say in the case where the husband dies, so there's no issues. And he's dead, so there's no issues. So in the case where the woman dies, for the same logic, there is no issues either. And still Tesis says, one Russian takes this in the promise, says that even when the woman dies, she's still considered his wife. And the riot takes this mentions a remarkable, maybe it's a strange riot, it's a remarkable riot because the Allah is, the Torah says, Kingdom Shira Akora Burah, Nolitam, and that means, when it means Shira, to Ikeyan, is Mitami to his wife. Why? Because it's his wife. But the question is, if we say upon death, the whole marital relationship terminates. The whole marital relationship terminates. So it's not his wife. All right, so that's, I wouldn't mention such a wife. Again, sometimes the shaman have a right, to say certain things that we don't have a right to say. Because I would say, there's a cause for me, what kind of a right? But Tesis mentions that it's a right. And there is a machlekes v'shem. When the woman dies, is the marital relationship still existing? But then you ask, how is it that she's not going to get married? Because it's a special item. It's the more indigenous. That's in the case when the husband
dies.
But it's the same question. If we say that the marital relationship continues when the woman dies, she's still married to him even though she's dead. So then, in the other case, when he dies, it's also the same thing. So Tesis mentions a raya. It's a machlokes l'shem. But Tesis mentions a raya. One Lashon Tesis in the Gomez. It says that the marital relationship still continues. And the raya is that he's allowed to be mitachle. Of course, that's no conclusive raya, because there's the Xeros HaKosuf. The husband is allowed to be mitamei to his heretofore wife. Of course, if he divorced his wife 1 minute before he died, then he's not allowed to mitamei. But if he didn't divorce her and she was his wife up to death, so then there's a Xeros HaKosuf that he's allowed to mitamei. But anyway, Tesis in non-Russian says, is a raya that the marital relationship continues. So according to that Russian case, it's possible to say that when the woman dies, she is still considered his wife. So it's equally logical to say that when the husband dies, so then it's also the marital relationship continues. Then you ask, so how is it that she's allowed to get married? The marital relationship continues, so she's an ishishish. The answer is, the moral intuition, the yotza v'holch v'hoyso v'shachay, also it's a Xeros HaKosuf, that an almone is allowed to get married. And then that another Xeros HaKosuf, because the Torah says the king Godo is not allowed to marry an almone. So that implies that the almoni is allowed to marry anybody other than King Godel. So there is no ishishish, but the marital relationship continues. So maybe from this Rashi, it's a deal, this Rashi. So maybe from this Rashi, that's the pshat. Why does Rashi say, Mehashteina Meisini Darshin? The implication being that if he mess could be Midarish, so he could affect the Hashem. But there is no ishes. What kind of ishes? The answer is no. According to the Russian thesis in the Bombay, that when the woman dies, she is still considered his wife. So in Meile, it is equally true that when the husband dies, the marital relationship still continues. Why is she allowed to get married? It tells a cousin. And the Isa of an almoni to get married to King Godel, thus implying that she can marry anybody else, even though she was not divorced. So, and the marital relationship still continues. It's a special letter, but of course, one thing goes without saying, assuming that when the husband dies, the marital relationship still continues, and it is Xeros HaKosuf that she's allowed to get married, but once she gets married, it's inconceivable. In other words, she's still the wife of the deceased husband, and she's married to another man. So once she gets married, so that is certainly matkia, the marital relationship of the first husband. The shayla is only until she gets married, whether the marital relationship continues on. So you could say this in Rashi, it's a very good point what you mentioned. The Rashi says, emphasizes, Manko migarish lo mehashte in a meis migarish. Implication being that if a mess could be migarish, it could be migarish. What is that to be migarish? To put an end to what? The marital relationship doesn't exist. In other words, it does exist. As a matter of fact, on this island, there is another. First, so in the case where the woman dies, so that tradition is in thesis in the bones. But you'll say this is only in the case where the woman dies. But when the husband dies, since there is a kosuf that she's allowed to get married, so there certainly the marital relationship terminates. I mean, I say, if it's all right to say that the marital relationship continues when the woman dies, so it is just as reasonable to say that the marital relationship continues when the husband dies. But it's because Akosov, she's allowed to get married. And when she gets married, so of course that puts an end to the marital relationship of the first one. But is there a shita that when the husband dies, so still the marital relationship continues? So it seems that there is such a shita. Now, that's...
It's not the way to explain.
What is that?
It's not a possible way to explain why Amman's intelligence can never see his cellmate.
Why do you have to explain Amon and Zinnith? It's very simple. Why is that difficult? Amon and Zinnith is insane. Amon is sake. The Dalmon shouldn't stop. So when the marital relationship continues, what difference does it make? She shouldn't stop anyway. So, but you see, there is a deal in Averis, in Yitkot, he mentioned that if the wife dies, now that's in the case, again, where the wife dies, not where the husband dies. All right. Anyway, so that's again in the case where the wife dies, not where the husband dies. But it's only reasonable that according to the Rishonim, who say that when the wife dies, So the marital relationship still continues. So similarly, when the husband dies, it also continues. And he gets the shot in the rush. Yeah, all right. Yes?
What about Israelis who marries a Kohen?
What?
A Israelis who marries a Kohen after her husband is dead, there's no children, she can't truma anymore. The truma comes through the marital relationship with the Kohen.
I mean, you mean the Baskin?
No, she's not a
Baskin. Not a Baskin. And she was an Asian Kohen. And the Kohen died, yes.
So she can't be true.
Does she have children or she doesn't have children?
She has no children. But
what?
Is it not real?
Oh, yeah, I mean, she's not a Baskin.
Right.
Yeah, an Asian Kohen. So she can't be true. Yeah, all right. So what's the right? Oh, the right is, I mean, there's marital. Otherwise, no, sir. Because even the marital relationship continues between the day. The marital relationship after the death of the husband, the marital relationship while the husband is alive. So in order to be allowed to do tumor, we have to have a real marital relationship. Not this, you know, how should I call it, ethereal marital relationship. So that ethereal marital relationship is not sufficient to be machle her b'tumor. Yes.
This could be the whole question of how Zika works.
What is it?
This could be related to the question of how Zika works.
All right, in a chanan. Because the whole meaning of Zika, the whole meaning of Zika means that there is a remnant of the marital relationship of the deceased husband. All right, now. May shouldn't get, you shouldn't get like I'm going to say, Avon shmen es achrin alin av kegite, al men es begitin, dies al kadaita cholo name get, neis ne cholo, because kmeh shenin es gotlo mizeh, ki yedifek kamash from kumah haidus on emes, lavu vid luke, dro tanya omeyle ko cholo alin get, ala shmen alin kufen get lach amin se afil beloi tanya, beloi tnoi, ki dinayim alish tari se gitach lach amreis in get, lepitam na yobim, זה גיטך מייסי שכיב ורשי כוסד גטרי אשתי ואחד מה השני זהו זה גיטך מייסי איזה גיטך מחייל זה מי שיפסיק חייל זה מה השמע והוא מייס מייס אחרי הוא יום הכלום שאר מי שפוס הכל וחיים יכול להרש דיו לא הודים סכסי פעילים לא יבוסי להפוק את דרה בסי מייסר דיפלי יעלו ועמדים גט לך מי זהו תחיל לי כוסד גט זמן ציבוסי הוא מחייך שכך אומר לו יום לא יבוסי לא יסי זמן יגט למפריה מהיים דין אלוהי משווקי תאצ'ני מזרחי יש לא מוקל סף ינקסי וסגר בסייחי לכתיב עם ליבוסלו ושכי יש פרייני יוגד נעתיב זה סיכה שאני because what kind of a guy is it? The halacha means that get changed this man is possible. All right, it's possible to have one. So how can you mention a guy? So things he says, one teretz, I mean there's another teretz. One teretz is because when is the get possible if it has no zman at all? Because suppose it has his man, but he very wants a man. In other words, he doesn't start. A real zman means what month, what day, what year. But suppose he mentions just what Shmita it is. What Shmita doesn't even mention the year. So even then they get discussion. When is the get possible? When no Zman is mentioned. No Zman whatsoever. But if any Zman is mentioned, even though the year is not mentioned, but let's say it's not mentioned the day, it's not mentioned the year, it's not mentioned even it's the year of Tov Shimon days, but it's mentioned what Shmita in the Chesed Ayilus it is. So it's a get kosher. So, and he mentioned it. He mentioned the specific date, the year and the day of the month and everything. So why do you do that? So he says, in order to indicate that it should be Chalim of him. Right. It's a word, most of the Greek Lahid, in the first and most of the time, the Chalim, לא ילכים ומלכות מה הוא יישא יחי אם הוא הגיע שמין הפסיד להמסיר למגרשו אם הוא יובר לזמן ולכרב אגב מקורא לזה מתח מיין אם הוא בוסי כי מה מקורא לזה מיין לא הוא הובס לא מרבי איזה תאג איזה כל דוד מיצר שאת מיין וחמי איזה מקורא מיין מה תנה רבי איזה אם אני צריך ואו מסיף לגום הרבה מיינס בגיטן הרי זה גדע הרגל דיינס גוד ומיסה אל מיינס בגיטן ועדים לכלו דיום אומי זדווקה, וכל עצמי שכוסף לגלת מחמס כן קרוב לו, שאם לא מושיע לגלתו מהפריע של לזלוק מייבן, ובאיון צלוי מייחל אין למיכתו גיטה, הרבה נסחין אין למיכל לבטו לגיטה בי, אין מלוך תישנת בגיטה, so there it's considered as if he explicitly spelled it out. הוא פס במעברה מהפסיקי שהוא שם הדרס, מצטעיר ויוכל להעביר. בכל זאת, הסורים שבוסים, לא יש ממעשיים, ואז בגיד מרוסטינו של האחל האחר, וגם מכונה נפסר לסמאיילי, זימון ולואנס.
What?
What? What? What? What? Which Rashi are you referring to?
The Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Moshe Masi.
Why did he tell you? So what's your question? What?
So
you get in Torah Kula. So what is your question?
So Rashi goes on to the Rav Tzitzin Asir Va'achar, Gal Lekulim Yisrael Sfei Yom. Is there anything special about this get than any other?
Well, I'll tell you, Rashi was a great teacher, besides everything else. And Rashi anticipated that sometimes there might be a student of Torah who is not so smart and you will not understand that. So Rashi spelled it out, you know. So we only have the Gita, we savre pune onis vinigeet, we tiak una say, we means loch shiobi vijem ananasti, in zoget bote ugoneo malachim amzeren, לפיך החומר יגד ומדרייס אליה וגיטה שפסוי יש
Why is the Baal Nimla to say Nenasti?
He's Nemon because it's Biyodei to be Mivatoli yet So he's Nemon וכשאומרים צריך שיהיו בלימה לנאסט נצוגת בוטו ולנאחים ממזרים ולפיר החום יירגעת Now, here you have a very important question very important מדירי סלע בגיטה So the Gemara says ומורה סיכה ומי כמידת מדירי סלע בגיט In other words, if the תנאי was מסקיים בלימה יש לו מדירי סלע ומדירי סלע בגיט is nothing And the Chachomim were misake in the Tisra. So Rashi explains, why do we say that the Chachomim is not Chachomim? רשי מנשין שסטווייקים חידש, שמוצאים אותם סיינס נטיר, שנאמר ונאמר לססדות. Superficially, I mean, it's very strange. It just happens that Rashi is not at fault, because the Gemara in Dori mentioned it. But superficially, if the Gemara didn't mention it, it wouldn't even make sense. If the Gemara didn't mention it, it wouldn't even make sense. And now it's asked over, what bearing do they have on the question of Noi? Now it's asked over, implies Halacha, that when a Naram Rosso is raped, you can't punish her. She's faultless. She cannot be blamed. She was forced. So what has it to do with Kimat Naibeas? It's a penalty. We are punishing the husband. When we say that the get is how, so then it's by way of a penalty against the husband. So we say, oh, what, he cannot be blamed. Who blames him? Who blames him? We are putting him into prison. What bearing does the Aloha of Nahalis Asdomo have? I mean, it doesn't even make sense, this Rashi. Nahalis Asdomo. But Rashi mentions it because the more and more he mentions it. Of Zion. So there is a mission. Nidre on the scene, there are certain categories of Nidorim that are not chal. Mm-hmm. So one of the categories of Nidorim that has no validity is Nidre on the scene. What is Nidre on the scene? Hadiri Shiri Chalensu. The whole room, in other words, a woman said, invite a chimen, he should eat to his house. He should eat to his house. And so eager that chimen should eat to his house, so he said, because chimen probably was misaligned, he was reluctant to accept the invitation. So woman said to chimen, listen, if you don't come this day, to my house to eat supper, so then you cannot have anoye. I ask her, anoye from Yahweh. But then, so he decided to leave his house. He didn't want to become Osa, to have anoye from Ovid. But then he came sick. The day he was supposed to come to have supper with the host, so he became sick. So the whole oish hold nail, or his son became sick, so he had to attend to the son. Oish, if you know, he couldn't get a boat to come to the host's house. Harim Yonson, so even though according to the little formulation of the Neder, Shimon is not allowed to have anoye from Ruben, but he is allowed to have anoye from Ruben. Because it's Nidreons. It's an example for us. Then the Gemara says, Ahu Davra Da'at Vispusid Ruben. So a certain person left all his chusim with Bezni. Yomar, Ilyasin Adlotin Yenin. Levatlin Hanes Kusoye, In other words, he was probably Tibeya. Let's say his name was Ode. He was a Tibeya against Shimon. And he claimed a lot of money from Shimon. And he had certain documents that proved his rights against Shimon. But he deposited all the documents in Bethlehem and he stipulated, if I don't come back within 30 days, so then all my schusim should be better than me. What does it mean? Even though, according to these documents, I'm entitled to recover, let's say, $10,000 from Shimon, what I make, he should be bought. So it's in Chila Mitnan. So he wanted to come to Bethlehem within 30 days. But he was prevented from coming. So in other words, he came at night, not in Bethlehem, but in the moment. But he came at night, the came at night consisted in not coming to Bethlehem, not making an appearance in Bethlehem within 30 days. And he did not make an appearance within 30 days. But he wanted to make an appearance. He was prevented from making an appearance. So, of course, he was saying that his chusim should not be bothered. His chusim should not be bothered. So, in other words, he came at night, the inhales, he is not a king at night, so he should not forfeit his chusim. He should be able to collect the money that he is entitled to collect on the basis of the document. Alice of the Dovo has a bearing of Panachir Mise, so Nonos is Potter of Onshi. But here is not a question of punishing. And even in this case, where on the basis of the Kimat Nai, he would forfeit all his chosin inherent in the document, but it's not by way of penalty. It's not a penalty because he stipulated. Some male, almost Rachmane Patre, has no application here. If you think, Ktoreshane, Vatman, Nitrionsen, Nitire Chabirishi, Echoetzle, Vicholu, Oisha Cholubnoi, Oishi, Kvino, Hareinu Nitrionsen. And there it's not a question of the name of Shiva. When we say, suppose the Mishnah said that if Ruben said, you are not allowed to have a meal for my nechosim if you don't come, let's say, next Sunday to have supper with him. And then he didn't come with the following Sunday to have supper because of the meal. So suppose the Aloch, the Mishnah would say that the never is valid, he's not allowed to have a meal. So it would be a terasenech. Why would I say this? Because Ruvei may be met there out now. And the Tnai was Niskayim, so the matter is valid. So here it's not between a Senech either. So we see that the Aloche of Oms Chachmone Patre applies even to situations where it doesn't involve an Ish. So here too. But man, he brings the Hadesh Hrethel, Cholowush, Cholneish, Kno, Ari, Nidrionsin. So it's not Rashi's fault. Rashi mentions, with the Reise, Wolhagigite, שמוצינו את הנסינס הנטירה שנאמר ולנער לססלו. So the reason is why on the highest level, so it came at night, the Inus, not considered it came at night, because of Naus Asdor. The question was, what during this Naus Asdor for heaven? The Gemara says. But then the Gemara itself said, Kechitim with Tol Shehane, that it has no bearing. The Atna need to own it. So we can explain the Gemara in 2 weeks. So even though Rode at first said, Onisu, the Onishachane Patra, Tichsiranara is as a double. So, but then the Gemara said, we continue to tell Shane, that man need the Onsen, the Havir Shiach Lesser, the Holohu, or Shechol of Ney, or Shiach Vino, Hari need the Onsen. So it's a riot from this Mishne that a Kiyumat Nai Be'enes is not a Kiyumat Nai, but not on the base of Nalis Asdovo. Because of something else, because of an Undere. The Undere is, in other words, when a person gives, when a person is Matfis, is Chusim, is based on all the action, and he says, if I don't make an appearance in this best, maybe 30 days from now, then I should forfeit all my sources that are inherent in these documents. Forfeit. And Mimele, and he said, so his intention was to forfeit all the sources only in the event he will be able to make an appearance and he'll decide against making. But if he will not make an appearance because he will be unable to make an appearance, he didn't mean to forfeit all his goods. So it's a question of wonder, of intention, not because of Ranarli Sassadov. So, but Rashi didn't explain the Gemara in Dorin that way. So Rashi explained the Gemara in Dorin since Rode at first mentioned Omri Rode Onusu, the Onus Chachmone Patre, so Rode was Chelik Ham Ravune, who says, but it's Chusei, so Ravune said at first that the Kiyumat Nai Leines is considered the Kiyumat Nai. The Mele, since the Tnai of this litigant, who was Matvi, so this was in the best, who was Niskai in the Inez, so it's considered like him at night, and what Avon said, he did forfeit on his husing, so, and Rode said, no, he should not forfeit on his husing, it should not be considered like him at night, because of Naris Asidovo. So, but then the Gemara says, Pechitim is all Shane, so we see, that onus a kimat nai from which we see that kimat nai beinus is not kimat nai, but from the Mishnah it could be on the basis of an undere. So thereby never too, when Reuven said to Shimon, if you don't feast with me next Sunday, so then my nechosim should be osar on you. So he meant, if you are able to feast with me and you decide against feasting with me, so then I know exactly your number, so then you shouldn't have annoyed. But if you are not feasting with me because you can't feast with me, you are prevented from because you become sick or your son becomes sick, then I don't accept. That was his intention. So from the Mishnah it's no raya that is on the basis of Naris Asdovo. So at first the Gemara mentioned Naris Asdovo, but in the Maskone it's not on the basis of Naris Asdovo, but on the basis of Undere. We could explain the Gemara that way, but Rashi obviously does not explain the Gemara that way. Since the Gemara at first mentioned on shuvons chachmone patre, tichsino naus asidobo, so even though the Gemara asks, the chitimik tole shane, but since the Gemara mentioned the raya from the Mishneh, so we say even then, that it's not on the basis of Umdene, it's on the basis of the naus asidobo. That's a bit foolish, because as far as the Gemara is concerned, we could say that was only in the Haramir of the Gemara. But in the Maskone, the din is the same, but not on the basis of a Naris Asdobo, but on the basis of a special Umdene. Special Umdene. So you see from Rashi, not like that. You see from Rashi, not like that. Rashi says, Now, so the question is, how can we understand that? What kind of bail does the Pasuk of the Narei Sasi Dovo have on the question of Jimat Maibis? Doesn't it make sense? Whatever the Aloche is in the Narei Sasi Dovo, but it's exerus akosu that one who is anonymous is not chayav an ish. He's potter. But here it's not a question of punishing. It's not a question of penalty. It's at night. He stipulated that all his chusim should be fulfilled in the event he doesn't make an appearance within investing within 30 years. It's not by way of a penalty. It's not a penalty. It's a mechil on tnai. He was meichel on tnai. So what bearing does the Zeros Akosu of Lanaron and Sasi Dogo have on the question of Kimataris? So what's the pshat? And what's the pshat in the Gemara? Alright, let's assume that the Maskon is not, but the Havamine has to be explained too. How could we not even have a Havamine? It's not a light of that on the basis of Ma'ari Sasidobo. So in Kimat Aibeines, he's not a Kimat. So obviously, we see from this Rashi and from the Gemara Nidor that there are on the Xeras Akosu of Ma'ari Sasidobo. It's not that only that an onus is part of Aeneas is not here considered a chayt. Now the Rambam, in the beginning, the Talmud of the Shuvit, Halacha Aleph. Now, the Rambam of the Shuvit, תלתאות מרשיב הלך הלך כל מצווה שבעתירו בנסה בלויססה ללמוד ערוד מרחס מהם בנגזודים ובנתגובו כי שיעשו תשובה ביושב מחתרי חייב ויסבביס לפני הוקי ודורך שנאמר לי שאיש אותי עשו ויסבביס חסוס שם אשר עושים זה ולדבור סאו דחם במסס כל מצווה שבעתירו בנסה בלויססה in Nova Odom Alachas Mech, Ben Bizodin, Ben Bishgogo. Why doesn't he say, Ben Bizodin, Ben Bishgogo, Ben Deines? So, my uncle, Nachum Krakowski, is in the Rabbis Amerech, so he is in Gai from the Toshna Rambam, of course it's in Nadir's deal, that only in Adira Bishidit you have to be children, and you have to be inspired. But Avira Deine is, you don't have to be true. Now, the Kashi is, we say in the video, Al Chich, Atom, Tanach, Deine is in the Chorot. Al Chich, Atom, Tanach, Deine is in the Chorot. And then the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishne, Yume, said, the Surah Mishaliach was Mechapi, Amo Aviras, Kaleis, Chmureis, Shkogo, Meizid, Enes. So, it's Christ apart. So that means that every say I'll reach out to the Lord of the Messiah. I don't think this is a kasha, because there are two types of ones. There is a nomish gom, like Nara Hamroso. She knows where it's made. She's faithless. So that's the... Does anybody have a Chumash yet? Sase Dodo. Eila Naro Chait Modes. Kita Shayokumi Shalreinu Tzoche Nefesh Kina Devaza. Afilo is the Droshe Amin Makish Vetziach Naram Rosso Naram Rosso Vetziach. But the Shidish Al Mikro. Shidish Al Mikro. When you teach us a little child, 4 years old, I'm not going to tell him all the Droshes Makish Naram Rosso Vetziach. How will I explain to you? In La Nara Chich Modes, Yashe Yokum Yishal Reyu Tzochim Nefesh Kina Levaz. What does the term mean? It's like somebody who is killed. What does the term mean? After all, the Torah there is not an extra word. Goofy Aloches are deduced from the fact that there is an extra letter or an extra dot. The halacha of derech rechiko, because it's not good to be derech lehoyo. So we deduce halachas. I mean, from an extra dot and a letter. And here the Torah is marvel in words. Ilo narochet modes enough. Yashe yokum yishaleinu tzoche nefesh kina demaz. What is the Torah? It's Jewish on it. Without any doubt, so obviously the Chiddush HaMikro is that there is a basic distinction between Shkogo and this. Shkogo is not only Tzimai Sabere, the Gavri is a Chid, and that's ignoring the Foreshes. That's Gemara Mefureshes in Shabbos. I thought that the whole Shabbos was here.
Shabbos.
Shabbos is here.